You can't spell lonesome without me. Yeah. This is going to be a good episode. Welcome to Shrek Attack. I'm your host, Brandon Schreckengost, and I was going to do this little bit where I, like, crack open a can and then have a drink, but then I realized I'd actually have to have the drink for that or else it would go to waste, so we're not going to do that. Instead, let's start off by talking about the Super Bowl. Last week, I predicted the Chiefs would win 27-24, and they ended up winning 25-22. It didn't quite happen the way I thought it would. I thought the offenses would start off, like, exploding, and then the defenses would figure it out. It was kind of the opposite, where the defenses started off strong, and then the offenses figured it out, then the defenses figured it out again, and then Patrick Mahomes did Patrick Mahomes things, like I said he would, and then we had overtime, almost double overtime, like the script was supposed to go. If you know, you know. If you don't, go look at Adam Schefter tweets. Yeah, so I'm not going to... I've had a shit week, I'm going to be honest, and it's not because of the Super Bowl. It's the first Super Bowl where I haven't, like, bet in a while, and I should have bet because my prediction pretty much came true. I would have hit everything I thought was going to happen, and then I would have money, but it is what it is. I didn't bet. It was a good game. It was a fun game to watch. Just, I didn't care about the teams, but I had a shit week, and that's not because of the Super Bowl. That's because of work. However, if there's one thing I learned, it's that I should separate my work life from my personal life from my work life, and my work life from my podcast. So that's all we're going to say about that. This week, we're going to talk about the status of dating, as well as reflect upon myself like I said I would. The social medias and stuff that I normally plug in the beginning, they're just going to be in the description. I'll plug them at the end. If you're interested in those, that's where they'll be. I'm going to change it up so we get into the activity right away, and then we'll worry about everything later that people might want to worry about. Now let's talk about the status of dating. Nothing I talk about here is going to be like a personal attack or anything. It's all just hypothetical, but if the shoe fits, like maybe think about it a little bit. I don't know. I say I don't know way too much on this podcast. But the status of dating right now is kind of shit, and I'm going to switch between status and status just to like piss people off slash hit everybody how they personally say it. So status, we're just going with both of them. Potato, we got it. We're on the ball right now. I feel like I'm fucking Charlie Sheen. I got one gear. Go. Anyway, we got to talk about different things going on right now. I think during the Clinically Average podcast, whenever I was on there, I talked about how COVID kind of helped me because I couldn't just go to the bar all the time. And even though I've been kind of an alcoholic again recently, I went on a small bender recently, but we're through that, we're past that. I could have came home and drank tonight after work, but I didn't. We're past the bender, we're working on ourselves now. That's later for the self-reflection. If you want to know about the entire alcoholic story of mine, go listen to the Clinically Average podcast, the episode I was on. You can get my story. I'm not going to rehash it all here. To make things simple, I think dating is in a real shitty place. We have the dating apps where people swipe right or left on based on how well you sell yourself and how cute of pictures you take or how hot you are. I don't know what it's based off of. I hate dating apps. There's nothing fun about them. I hate selling myself to people. I don't want to put something corny and witty to say on there. Like, I want to meet people in person the old-fashioned way and see if we click. Because I can rehearse a lot of things online, and anytime I met anybody off a dating app, I'm not saying that they are terrible people, but we don't click the way we do whenever we are texting. It's just way different, and then we end up not seeing eye to eye, and it's just not great. And then we have like the situations where we have ghosting. Like, it might be Valentine's season, but it's kind of spooky season because people will start talking to people. And sometimes ghosting's okay. Like, whenever it's a mutual ghosting, whenever your conversations are just petering out because you don't have anything in common or anything to say to each other, and then you just get like, Haha, yeah, how are you? And I'm okay, lol. Ha, good, lol. And then, yeah, no, fucking just stop. Just stop at that point. You guys know at that point it's not continuing. But then you have ghosting where you're having really good conversation and the other person just kind of quits. They just quit messaging. You have no rhyme or reason, and it's really damaging psychologically, mentally, to the person who doesn't understand why they got ghosted, because they will never have an explanation. Very rarely is there ever an explanation for them. I know, I've been on the ghosting side. Well, I've been ghosted. I don't think I've ghosted. I've had a few mutual ghostings that I've initiated where the conversation was just going nowhere and I couldn't keep carrying an LOLer to the finish line. It was weighing me down. But I can't think of a time that I've ghosted anybody. I was a communications major. I kind of think I'm good at communicating. I would say I'm too good at communicating because I fucking overshare way too much. I'm way too open. I'll trauma dump you right away. And then that is a part of my problem that we'll get to later. And then there's the friend zone where, people are too good of friends, allegedly, and they don't want to ruin it. I think it's personally a polite way of saying I'm just not, attracted to you in that way. Clinically Average has another good episode that they talk about unrequited love. I don't know if I said that right or not. Where they dive a little bit into the friend zone. I just listened to that the other day. I've listened to their podcast very out of order, based off topics I want to listen to at certain times. I kind of wanted to listen to that one for this episode to get an idea on dating. And one of the things they talked about was situationships, and I guess I would call it more hookup culture or friends with benefits. That is also kind of messing with people's brains, where some people will catch feelings and others won't. That is what it is. But I don't think dating's in a great place right now. You see couples and you're like, yeah, they're doing really well. And it seems good on paper, but then some couples will just be good on paper, and then behind the scenes, it's a little messy. It's the age of social media where you just have to know everything about everyone, and people are just putting up their perfect lives online. Listen, the divorce rate is over 50%. I think whenever I was listening to Clinically Average, they said it was 60 to 70%. Which is ridiculous to think about that. People get married. And then I think a big thing is, especially with the social media cultures, everybody wants to do that perfect proposal and everybody's in a rush to get to their life. Everybody moves at different speeds, but everybody's in a rush to get married and start their family and stuff. And then so after a year, maybe, sometimes shorter, they'll propose. And then after a few years, they're like, you know what? Actually, we might have rushed into this. I feel like if I date somebody, well, first off, I don't really think that we need to get the government involved to show that we love each other. So I'm not really one of those people that want to get married, but I feel I would if the right person wanted to. However, I feel like it would take me a solid 3 to 5 years, three on the short side, but five on the where I think it should be side. And I'm 32, so we're talking if I met somebody tomorrow, I'm waiting until I'm 37 to get married, which is, well, I feel old. That's besides the point. I don't want to become part of that big statistic, whether that means I don't ever have to get married or whether I get married correctly, making sure I got feelings. I don't know how feelings work. 'Cause love is a feeling, much like happiness or sadness, where I feel like it can come and go. I mean, there are people I used to quote unquote love, I mean, friendly way, and I don't care about them anymore. And it's nothing to do with them. It's just we fell apart. Well, we drifted apart. I not fell apart. That sounds more like fighting. It's we drifted apart because we aren't together every day now because of how the adult life works. There are just certain things where I feel like if maybe you are, how do I phrase it? COVID's probably a good example because the divorce rate did kind of spike after COVID, where couples were forced to kind of spend a lot more time together, and then they realized that they don't really mesh and they may have fought a little bit more. And it's just kind of I'm not qualified to talk about this. I've been single for 99.9% of my life. So I'm gonna cut it off there before I sound even more uncomfortable talking about this because I don't like dating's just kind of weird. I don't know. So we have, let's summarize this. Let's bring it together. The dating situation is shit because of COVID. Nobody knows how to talk to anybody anymore because we're all introverts. There's dating apps that are just fucking stupid. There's social media where people are just portraying their best life and comparing everybody to everybody. They're comparing themselves to everybody. And if your relationship is not like the perfect relationship you're seeing on Facebook, then it's fucked. There's friendships or friend zones and holy fuck, I don't even know. Let's get to the self-reflection part, because that's the part that I feel a lot more qualified talking about, is myself as opposed to love, which I basically don't understand what is at all, or relationships I just don't get into. But I'm going to reflect on myself and why I don't think I get into them. And a lot of that has to do with self-confidence. I mentioned it earlier that I don't have a lot of self-confidence. It's something I'm working on. I was on that fucking bender because of the self-confidence issue. And I just feel like I need to rediscover myself and who I am and like get comfortable with myself. One of the big things I was told by a wise man is I need to get comfortable being uncomfortable, which I'm not okay with. And I don't think he means I need to start wearing jeans whenever I go to the bar. I think he means that I need to go to bars that aren't the quiet one and hide myself in the corner away from everyone, which I still do. Socializing aside, however, and the great advice I was given, I think an appropriate question to ask during this time of Valentine's Day being yesterday is, would I date myself? If I were of the opposite sex, would I want to date me? And for a while I was reflecting here, and I thought about this a lot. Let's say why I was thinking about this a lot, because I was originally going to shit on Valentine's Day. I don't like this holiday. I think it's a corporate holiday where they are forcing you to buy ridiculously expensive roses and chocolates that are not normally ridiculously expensive. And if you don't get the best gifts, then you are a shitty partner. Same thing goes for Christmas right now. If you don't get the best fucking gifts for Christmas for your friends and family, you're a shitty person. You don't care about them. Corporations have taken over these holidays and ruined them. They're going for Halloween, but I think creativity is saving Halloween. We'll get into that. Maybe another day we'll talk about how corporations are ruining holidays. I don't even know how I got off on this tangent. Like, my brain is just scrambled from having such a shitty week, but post-editing shit. The reason I got into that was because I wanted to shit on Valentine's Day, and then I saw somebody say, if you don't like Valentine's Day, maybe you need to reflect on things and see why you don't like it. So there you go, back to it. Anyway, would I date myself if I was the opposite sex and I was interested in myself? Would I date myself? And I think I originally thought like yes, but then I thought about my self-confidence and how I don't have any, and that seems to be something that people are into. Like, if they are into you, they like that you are into yourself. And if I'm not into myself, how are they expected to be into me? If that makes sense. So what am I doing? I have no fucking idea. I'm currently not interested in dating. And it's Valentine's Day, and I hate seeing all the happy couples because it reminds me of how alone I am during this time of year. However, during any other time of year, I'm very comfortable with being by myself. So what do I need to do? I have started working on a routine. Every day now I wake up, I get on my stationary bike, I read at least 20 pages. Well, it was just a chapter this morning, but I was on kind of a time constraint. But I try to read at least 20 pages of a book. And the reason I don't try to read more right now is because I'm at the beginning of a routine. And if you overwhelm yourself, you're not going to be able to continue. You're going to wake up and you're going to be like, nah, that's way too much right now. I can't do that today. So we start small. That's why today I was comfortable only doing a chapter, because with the time constraint, I couldn't be like, well, I'm going to push myself and then I'm going to overwhelm myself and then tomorrow I'm not going to want to do it. No, I want to do this every day. I want to wake up, either hop on my stationary bike. Once it gets warmer, I'll go for a walk and put on an audiobook. It's how I want to start my day. I want to start my day with that, and then I want to follow it by meditation, and then I want to eat a good breakfast, because it's a routine, how I start my day every day, and then I'll feel good about myself. And if I happen to miss a day, I don't feel guilty about missing it. It's just something like, I didn't have time to do it, but I'm going to hop back on my horse yesterday. I'm going to hop on my horse the next day. I want it to become a habit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we start small. And once we get more comfortable with it, especially on like days off where you don't work or anything, like a weekend for people, that's whenever you're like, I can push this a little bit further today. I want to push this a little bit further today. I've come to quite enjoy this. I also am changing up like the YouTube videos. I'm going back to watching my nature stuff. I really enjoy nature stuff. For the longest time, I was just watching like goofy ass videos that make no fucking sense. And I still have a place for those in my heart. I still have a place for gaming in my heart. But whenever I was growing up, my entire life, I really enjoyed science-based videos and nature-based videos. And I've gotten way heavy back into the nature-based videos. I found this YouTube channel called Ants Canada. And I'm watching a lot of ant and insect stuff. He currently has a vivarium of a rainforest. It's like a 10,000 gallon tank or some shit, probably a lot more. I'm just underestimating it. He has a really big ass tank filled with rainforest creatures and plants, and it's really fucking cool to watch. There's a half hour episode every week, and I really enjoy it, damn it. So I'm watching stuff like that, and I'm just kind of rediscovering who I am. And I think it's going to help me a lot along the way, because as I get more comfortable with myself, I'm going to feel more confident in myself. I'm also going through this big reorganization and cleaning project in my house, because I've been one of those people that's been kind of in like a chaotic frenzy, or chaotic organized frenzy. I don't know how to phrase it. I've been comfortably chaotically organized, where I know where things are, but like people would come and look and be like, what the fuck is this, you know? So I'm trying to get a little bit more of a normalized thing where it doesn't look like a mess. It never really bothered me, but I feel like if I have I'm going to be more comfortable having visitors if my place does not look like only I understand. So that's something I'm really figuring out, you know? And I'm just working on myself as I go. And as I work on myself, I'm going to become more comfortable with myself, and I'm going to become more confident in myself. And I think that's a really big thing that I need to overcome, because I feel like the last few like people I've spoken to, my confidence has ruined it, because they just were proud. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend I understand it, and I don't want to get too into it, because it's just one of those things I don't want to air for the public. But like, I feel like my self-confidence has played a big role in previous relationship failures, where I just couldn't get over the hump into the dating phase, where I just never got past the talking phase, which is kind of a typical thing for me. I don't really get past the talking phase into the dating phase. And I think a big thing is because I move slow because I'm not confident in myself, and then I just kind of question everything, and then they see that and they're like, if he doesn't like himself, why should I like him? And that's just like, I'm not saying that is verbatim how they feel, but that's how I feel they feel whenever I overthink about all this shit a lot. Now, if you made it this far, you probably realize that I sound like a babbling fucking idiot, and that's because it's really like I'm not comfortable talking about dating and why I don't think I'm successful at dating and why I wouldn't date myself. Like I said, I got to get comfortable being uncomfortable, so it's just one of those things I feel like I need to cover and reflect on, and I'm just going through the step-by-step of how I'm going to do it. I think this podcast is something that's helped me a lot along the way. It's given me something to do, it's a lot of fun, it's a good distraction, and it's something I want to continue doing, and if it takes off, that's fucking awesome, because I would love to work on this podcast around the clock. It's just one of those things where like I want to build it into my habit where I have time to work on this. I will work on it. Like it clicks. There are some things in my brain that are clicking that make me feel better about myself. And the podcast is one of them. Waking up, doing my stationary bike, reading is one of them. Maybe I eventually start eating better. I don't have the best diet right now, but I'm sure if I start eating better, that will be something. It's just really hard with my schedule. I know that sounds like such an excuse, but I work tomorrow I work 2 p.m. until 7 a.m. the next day. It doesn't make it easy. And this won't be my job forever. I'm sure I will find a new job that I am much happier in and has a much better consistent schedule. Or the podcast takes off. Maybe I'll make a Patreon. I'm kidding, unless you guys are down. I think another thing that I try to do often is I try to be cooler than what I am. Now, I am the first person to tell you, I am fucking lame. I am fucking boring, and I am perfectly okay with that. But the second I become interested in somebody, I try to pretend I'm so fucking cool. Like, I'm the fucking coolest. Yeah, I like fucking, I don't know what I don't, what's even cool these days? I don't know. But I need to, and I think something I do often where I will get somebody interested in me is I'll be my authentic self where I, and I am probably using this terminology wrong. I just learned it the other day. And I don't know, but it's the only way I know how to explain it now, because that's how it was explained to me, where I, hang on, rizm with my tism. I don't know, is that an appropriate to say? I don't even, like, what just came, Gen Alpha just came out of me. I don't know what the fuck my millennial ass just said. I need to be more of my nerdy self, my authentic self, and people will be drawn to that. Because whenever I become interested in somebody, I'm so fucking, like, worried about what to say that I just want to sound like I'm cool or something. And I just sound like a fucking douche. So, back to what I was asking. Would I date myself currently? I guess not. I guess not, because I just went through a bunch of reasons why I wouldn't. However, I'm working on myself, and I think I'm very close to being like a fuck yeah, I would. Whenever I look in the mirror, I'm doing a lot of things to overcome my confidence issues. I'm overcoming my fear of needles. I'm getting a fucking full sleeve. I am going through a lot of sessions there. I am working out now, sort of. Not fully the way I probably should be, but like I said, it's something I gotta work out with my schedule. And I'll get there. I will. I gotta eat better, and I will. It's something I gotta work out with my schedule. But I'm starting routines, and that's going to help a lot. So, would I date myself right now? Probably not. But I think I'm almost there. And I think it's going to help a lot. But, like I said, at the very beginning, before I went on this huge fucking babbling nonsense rampage, I'm not really interested in dating right now, as I am working on myself. And I think that is okay. I'm comfortable being by myself. I think that's something very important to acknowledge. It's something very important to reflect on. So, I don't know, I think I've babbled on long enough where this is probably fucking uncomfortable to listen to, just because, like, I sound so fucking lost, and that's cool. It is what it is. If you made it this far, I appreciate you, and I'm going to kind of wrap this up. I thought this would be a longer episode. I guess it is kind of on par for my average. I do want to be a, like, 20 to 30 minute podcast where I'm not talking your ear off. And then my longer ones are going to be a little bit more special. Now, this week is list. Next week, I'm going to do my top fives. So if there's anything you want me, I hope that sounds good, because I was looking away at my fucking whiteboard. If there are any top fives you want me to talk about, I have a few in mind. Please let me know what they are in the comment section below or on social media. You can reach out to me. This is where I'm going to do those plugs I was talking about. We're towards the end of the episode. At the real B Shrek, that is at the real BSCHREC, I'm not an ogre. Or on Facebook and Instagram, I am at Shrek Attack. On TikTok, I am at Shrek.attack. I'm going to try to take that dot out so I'm just be more consistent. I just gotta figure it out. I'm such a fucking boomer millennial. I gotta figure out some topics to talk about, because I want to get a backlog of episodes, and I'm going to start working on talking to guests and bigger projects. So if you have a topic you want me to talk about, please let me know on one of the social medias, at the Real B Shrek, at Shrek Attack. I do have an email if you want to be more professional. It is shrekattack@gmail.com. You can comment on whatever platform you listen on. I haven't checked Apple Podcasts or anything to see if there are comments there. But I do check the Spotify one frequently, and I should probably get better at checking the other ones, just in case people do listen to it. If you're my, like, one person from Canada that listens, please say hi, and, like, A, because that'd be awesome. I don't know how I ever got to a different country already. I appreciate everybody who listens. I probably get repetitive saying that every week. But, like, I honestly do. This is a blast for me. Thank you. Please, if you want to help, you can click the share button on any of the social medias. If you want to help, you can rate this towards the end. You can interact with the comment and polls I put up. Interactions, ratings, and sharings are how you help the most. If you have a friend that you think would like this, tell your friend about it. And if you don't listen to podcasts, I don't know why I'm saying, if you don't listen to podcasts, just fucking put this shit on in the background whenever you're not doing anything. and put it on like a real low volume. I don't care if you listen to me or not. I've used a few. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Hit the fucking music.
Yeah.
I hated everything about that. Remind me to never talk about dating, love, or self-reflect for the fucking internet again. Jesus Christ.